Okay, this audio, or this boo rather, is about the most recent Fallout 3 downloadable content packs, Broken Steel and Point Lookout. Both of them are awesome. I think that Broken Steel by far is the best, and if you could only buy one, I would go with that. Okay, one thing to recognize, and like it took me maybe a half hour to get it to work, was and the reason is like, okay, you go, you know, you turn on your game, whatever, and it says loading contents. So you're like, oh, okay, cool. So you know, it's like I had beaten Fallout. I started over from scratch, partly because, you know, I deleted my previous game save, but that's not the point. My character was awesome in the first one, and then this one I just kind of blazed through, but, you're like, oh, okay, cool. I fucking watched that ending 3 goddamn times. I can only listen to Ron Perlman, you know, the same bullshit talking with the photographs and, like, fuck this shit. You know, I can only see so many times my character blew up Megaton. Okay, great, like, move on, please. So, anyway, I signed on to Xbox Live, updated it with a patch, it worked. I had to watch the goddamn ending again, so I watched it 4 times. And then, you know, you're in Broken Steel, you get, all of a sudden, waypoints get added to your map, and you're like, okay, shit, awesome. So, Broken Steel is fucking badass. Like, it's a ton of combat. The fights feel epic, like you're fighting a ton of dudes. Basically, like, a shit ton of Enclave guys who have really tough armor, and they're shooting, like, globules of fire at you because they're fire dudes, but their armor is fire-resistant. So it's like you're wandering around in, like, the subway, and then you go to the White House, and you talk to this robot that's, like, President Eden. And you gotta go on the subway, and then you're in this Air Force base, and they have, like, one of those giant sandcrawler Jawa shits from, the Star Wars? And so you're in that thing, you get a fucking, like, electricity gun, Tesla cannon, which is a piece of shit because it takes forever to reload, but it looks cool. And, like, it stuns dudes. And then the bitch lady from the old guy. I didn't say anything bad, okay? From the old guy, she comes back, and then you shoot it down with missiles, and it blows up, and then everybody loves you. Okay, and then after that, Point Lookout, which is the last one that came out, or the most recent one that came out. Second to last one in the DLC packs. You go into, like, Crazy Swamp, and there's this ghoul who is on a plantation, and you're shooting up black people who are, like, crazy cultists. And then you go and you end up talking to this brain guy, and the brain's like, oh, you gotta kill that white guy. And the white guy's like, you gotta kill that brain. To be fair, they're both white guys, so it's not like, oh, do this hate crime. And so I ended up killing both dudes because you don't get a penalty, and not that I really care about the karma because my character's super evil. This one seems shorter. Again, like, if you could only get one, definitely get Broken Steel. You know, it raises the level cap. You get more achievement points per quest that you do. And they both seem to have the same amount of, like, I think Point Lookout has, they're both 3 quests that you get achievement points for. But Broken Steel gives you 30 points per quest, and Point Lookout gives you 20. And then Point Lookout is like, you get 40 points if you go to every waypoint. It's like 40 fucking waypoints. Whereas Broken Steel is like, gets level 24 with this karma and gets level 30 with this karma. So overall, super recommend that one. Word, I'm out.